Hi, Jason. So welcome to Apex Express.
Hi.
You're a new face at Kearney Street Workshop. TJ Bassa took over as executive director, leaving the program manager position open, which you've now claimed. And you are an accomplished artist yourself. So can you talk about some of your background and then why you were interested in joining the KSW team?
Yeah, I've been mostly doing poetry slam, for the last couple years since I got out of college. And when I first started, I didn't know I wanted to be a writer. But, you know, the moment I started writing, the moment I started getting kind of discovered by other Asian American writers at SF State who would pull me in to do events or to join up with, you know, writing circles or artistic circles, that kind of support from artists who have the same kind of experiences that I did, because I was feeling very isolated in SF State's program. I think that's it. I didn't feel that anyone was really paying attention to me. The only teacher who was actually paying attention to me was Jaime Jacinto, KSW published author. So if I didn't have that support I from other artists, other Asian American artists, then I don't think I would have been able to really start, continue to keep following this. And so being able to be in this position now, now that I'm older, now that I have, more experience under my belt, it's important to me to continue to keep creating spaces where younger Asian Pacific American artists can get support and help continue with their development as artists, because I needed that. And this is something that just continues, and I want to be able to work in a position where I can help provide that same support. Because it's easy to feel marginalized a lot of the time. And you always feel like as an artist, you're still working within the culture that's defined by whiteness.
One of the ways mm-hmm. that Kearney Street Workshop helps to nurture this next generation of artists mm-hmm. and emerging artists is through Aperture. Mm-hmm. Aperture was on hiatus for a little while, and it came back last year, and now you're at the helm with other volunteers mm-hmm. who are helping to put on a fabulous two-week festival. So what do we have in store?
We got some amazing acts. There are six different events, and we're showcasing different disciplines. We have a visual arts showcase. We have a literary showcase, a comics and illustration showcase, a music showcase, performing arts showcase, and a film showcase. Some of our featured artists are Cynthia Lin, who's an amazing musician. We also have Victoria Jang, who's our feature for a visual arts showcase. She sculpts, and she has these giant heads that are really fascinating. And those are gonna be situated in our gallery. We also have, for our literary showcase, a Chamorro poet by the name of Lahuya Taitano, who just published her first book, A Bell Made of Stones, from Tin Fish Press. We also, for our performing arts showcase, we also have our feature artist is Natalia DeWong. She's been on TED Talks and uses dance as a form of therapy. We work with a great committee of volunteers who help put on Aperture every year. And one of the big things we talked about is if we're going to choose somebody, right, we make sure that who we choose are people we can get behind 100%. So each one of these artists that are getting put up during Aperture are artists. For example, our music showcase, there's a singer by the name of Layla A. She is a young South Asian singer-songwriter who the GPC members discovered at a South Asian open mic at Brick and Mortar. I've seen a lot of her videos on YouTube. I'm blown away by her. Her sound kind of reminds me of this new group I really like called Daughter. I saw it South by Southwest. That slow driving, kind of really atmospheric kind of music. And she has a great voice.
Maybe the sun likes to rest. Every springtime Sunday, so it could put us through the mess of knowing you can wake up to another day. And
And then what about for video? You were saying that one of the video artists produced a music video for The Coup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pete Lee, who directed a video by The Coup, which features Patton Oswalt for the song Magic Clap. So he directed that video. But for Aperture's film showcase, he's going to be premiering a new video that he directed for Atmosphere. Atmosphere is very popular underground hip-hop rapper. You know, for those who know, they know. You know, he's from Minneapolis.
Well, one of the showcases that you have that I think is interesting, I mean, it makes sense, you know, the traditional arts like visual arts, literary, music, performing arts, film, I get those. But then you also have a showcase that's on illustration and book arts.
Well, see, it's comics and illustration. That one's going to be really fun. It's going to be a comics illustration expo at the Comic Art Museum. That will be going on September 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, it was interesting to me that that's a specific genre where there's a strong Asian Pacific Islander representation, distinct from visual art.
Yeah. Okay, I was into comics growing up. What pulled us in were other Asian American artists that were working at the time. I mean, artists like Jim Lee, Wills Portacio. Well, they both worked on X-Men. I know those two especially responsible for a lot of, you know, APA folks wanting to draw. And now we also got you know, folks like Gene Yang, who was also Aperture featured artist, also has been writing some Avatar Last Airbender comic books. Being able to see those faces working, you know, in the comic book industry, I think inspired a lot of like APA folks to take it up. But you know, we definitely have some exciting things in store for that day.
Great. So is there anything else that you want to highlight before we sign off?
The Performing Arts Showcase features more dance acts. We also have a comedian in there. That's probably going to be one of the most varied showcases. Last year, watching the dance acts during the Performing Arts Showcase was one of my favorite parts of Aperture. How they're able to say so much through movement, you know, always amazes me.
This is a festival for emerging artists. And some people could shy away from that because they think like, well, they're not there yet. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
They are emerging artists, but they're emerging because they're waiting to be seen. Each one of these artists has been working hard at their craft. One thing with emerging artists, what you're going to get is someone who's still very much excited. They're hungry, and we chose them because they're good.
That was Jason Biani, Program Manager with Kearney Street Workshop. Aperture kicks off this week with 6 events and over 80 Asian Pacific American artists. For more details, visit kearneystreet.org.